I-Team reporter Rad Berkey takes a look at where all that music is coming from. Rad?
Well, Christy, the music is coming from a growing number of underground pirate radio stations. Now, some of these stations just play music, but some of the stations actually interfere with aircraft radio, and at least one of the stations, we're told, is a source for drugs. Now, good or bad, all of them are illegal. This is what pilots should be hearing, not this.
Here's Earth, Wind & Fire, September. It's DJ Nino filling in for Hector, the one-armed bandit.
This looks like real radio. There's a DJ and turntables. There's just one thing missing, a federal license allowing the station to broadcast. But with a mammoth tower, 99.5, known as The Dance, booms out of a Hialeah house, guarded by a security camera and backed by 90 watts of power, 90 illegal watts.
We don't consider ourselves a pirate radio station. Like I said, we try to consider ourselves a community radio station trying to make a difference.
But the Federal Communications Commission considers pirate stations like this not a community service, but rather a community threat. Last fall, the FCC moved against a pirate radio station operating right near Miami International Airport here and against another station up near the airport in West Palm Beach. In both cases, the pirate radio stations were actually interfering with communication between the pilots who were trying to talk to the control tower. It's easy to see the planes that fly close to the tower of 99.5, but the DJs say they aren't worried about a potential disaster.
We've called MIA, we've called the local police department, we've called Metro-Dade, and up to now, we don't interfere with anything.
There's going to be a plane load of people out there someday, and someone's going to get hurt, and it's because of these illegal frequencies.
Kid Curry, the program director at Power 96 Radio, is one of the licensed broadcasters waging war against the pirates. He says part of the fault for the pirates' proliferation is cutbacks at the FCC, where the Miami office was recently closed, leaving just two inspectors from Miami to Orlando.
Now they've cut their people back so far they can't control it until someone waves a flag, and believe me, we're waving flags.
The FCC must have seen that flag, because a week after we were there, the FCC shut down The Dance. 99.5 is one of seven pirate stations we easily found on the FM dial. Two of those stations are in the Liberty City area, one at Northwest 79th Street, the other on Northwest 66th Street. And we were told by a source in the broadcast industry, one of the stations was believed to be broadcasting coded information on where to buy drugs. Neither station would let us in. But outside the building that's home to 97.7, a man who called himself Devin told me if I wanted to hear about drugs, listen to the station on 79th Street. But he was reluctant to give many details.
But you've heard that that's been going on?
Yeah.
So that's no secret?
No.
And they do it how, in code?
I think so, I don't know. I ain't sure. I don't know how they do it, but I heard that's what they be doing.
When we first visited the station on 79th Street, there were two antennas on the roof. But after we started asking questions, one came down. After watching the rooftop for a few days, we finally found Joe, who stopped us as we tried to go in a back gate.
Oh, you the one that was talking about they're selling dope up there.
Are they?
Man of the chain.
Joe wouldn't give his name and wouldn't let us upstairs, where he admitted there was a pirate station, but he denied it was used in the drug trade.
Paul, that dope thing, man, that's not even much going across our mind. We DJs, man.
Joe says an earlier pirate he was running was shut down by the FCC, but now here he is again. And that ability to duck and cover is part of what makes the pirates hard to stop.
When the plane crashes, you get to turn your transmitter off and hide.
Now, we wanted to ask the FCC a number of questions about the growing number of pirate stations and how the FCC was going to cope with that when faced with all of those cutbacks that they've had. But after nearly a month of phone calls, an FCC spokesperson told us they would have no one who'd be able to appear on camera. The spokesperson did send us a couple of faxes, but never did answer any detailed questions about pirate radio. Live at Miami International Airport, Rad Berkey, Channel 10, Eyewitness News.
Rad, is the FCC the only agency that can shut down these stations? If it presents a clear danger to the public, why can't local police shut them down?
At this point, any local police department that got a complaint would refer it to the FCC, which is mandated by Congress, set up by Congress, to deal with broadcasting and with the frequency band. So in that case, if a local police department did get a complaint, they would go to the FCC.
Sounds like a lot of red tape. Mm-hmm. Interesting report. Thank you, Rad. Now, when they find a pirate radio station, FCC inspectors can seize the equipment and impose heavy fines against the operators.
Topping tonight's Ion.